Backseat Box Office, episode number 55 for the weekend of October 7th through the 9th, 2011.
Hello, sports fans. This is Andrew. Calling in. I gotta say, it's been a bit of a mixed bag this past weekend. On one hand, I got kicked in the nuts by the box office. Got a 7, lowest score I believe I've ever had since January 1st, 2011, when we started this scoring system. However, I gotta say, looking at this leaderboard, I'm in pretty good company. I mean, Father Beast had a 5, Mentally pulled down a 3, Tom had a 2. Cougaron had a 4. There were some notable exceptions. I mean, BD pulled down a nice 23. Tony had a 17. Jeff had a 19. But for the most part, a lot of single digits. The good part of this past weekend was it was Sausage Fest, baby. You may have noticed the whole crew was kind of still recovering from Archon, Sausage Fest, recovery, bail money. Different stuff. So we're a little bit sorry. We've departed from our usual routine a bit this week. But enough about that stuff. Here are my picks for next week. I took a play from Jonathan's book and cast some stone. I took a play from Jonathan's book and cast some runes. At number one, I had Real Steel. That one I just picked. All the rest of these, runes. Number 2, Dolphin Tale. Number 3, Moneyball. Number 4, Ides of March. Number 5, Courageous. That's all I got to say about that. Hope to see you guys soon. Hope you're all having a good week, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, guys. So initially I thought that I was just suffering from post-Sausage Fest doldrums, but then I saw the leaderboard updated. I'm wondering if I've caught something from the fallout of last week's insanity. Either way, I'm in no shape to talk for an hour about what happened, nor would I want to, even if I was in such a shape. But, Mr. Professor, I don't want to use one of my free absences from class just yet. So I thought I'd call in with my picks for the next week. I have, at number 1, I picked Real Steel. I figure, a Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie, how can you go wrong? Number 2, The Ides of March. It's disgusting that we're dealing with political crap already, but whatever. And then number 3 and number 4, I'm just taking last week's painful number 1 and number 2, Dolphin Tale and Moneyball. And then at number 5, as much as it pains me to do this, I'm picking Courageous. As I understand it, Lion King may be in the theater still, but Courageous looks like one of those movies that's probably going to hold on to its audience better than Lion King has now that the Blu-ray is released. So I hope you two have a good time recording the show. I will see you next week, and hopefully my voice will be back. Till then, talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's Tony. Well, with, Archon, Sausage Fest, Back to Producers 200, all that good stuff, it's been a week, a weekend, and to top it all off, we had the colossal slaughtering that happened on Backseat Box Office throughout this weekend. I couldn't even bring myself to record a Backseat Box Office results show. It was pretty terrible. And since we, agreed that if for some reason one of us would get a score that, added up to more than the other two hosts combined, that person can take the week off. So I'm pulling it. I'm taking the week off. I'm still going to give my picks. I'm just taking the week off from recording. So my picks this week, number one, Real Steel. Number two, Ides of March. Number three, Moneyball. Four, 50-50. And five, Dolphin Tale. You guys have a good one. Enjoy recording together without me. And hope you guys enjoyed Sausage Fest. See ya.